Good morning. This is Alliance Audit Committee Co-Chair Ryan Calkins calling to order the Audit Committee meeting for March 11th, 2026. The time is 11:04 a.m. Present with me today from the Audit Committee are Commissioner Keller, Committee Co-Chair, and Commissioner Fallaman. We are meeting virtually via the Teams platform, and the meeting is being live streamed on the Northwest Seaport Alliance public website and recorded. We have one item on the agenda, the Terminal 5 External Review Panel RFQ. Now I'm going to call on David Morrison, our CFO, to give the presentation.
Thank you, Co-Chair Calkins. Today, commissioners and audit committee members, I am here to talk about the T5 External Review Panel request for qualifications results and NWSA staff recommended course of action. Next slide, please. So as a background, during the October 24th, 2025 meeting, a managing member meeting, the managing members authorized staff to issue a request for qualification to obtain proposals to procure an executive review panel to review processes associated with the T5 modernization program. At that time, we said to the commissioners that the ERP will conduct a review of aspects of the T5 program to identify process improvement opportunities for future large-scale projects. Next slide, please. After that meeting, staff worked on issuing the ERP, and we had, based on commission input, the projected scope included reviewing the initial program scoping and cost estimating, review of the design decisions and impact to the project, review of the permitting decisions, review of the program approval and authorization process, review of the lease approval process, review of budget and cost controls, and an evaluation of actions taken by Port of Seattle and NWSA management to date to address any opportunities and issues. So that was the scope of the RFQ that we sent out, request for qualifications. Next slide, please. The evaluation team consisted of myself, Thais Howard, the NWSA Senior Director of Engineering, Lindsay Wolpa, the Senior Manager for Strategic Partnership and Projects, Leilani Baranobis, the Executive Business Partner, and Sean Seeks, who's Contracts and Procurement Analyst. All of the team members are on the line except Sean Seeks today to answer any questions. We evaluated the responses. Was there a question? I'm sorry.
No, it's just reaching.
Okay.
And David, before you continue on, I just want to acknowledge Commissioner Wilcox has joined the meeting.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The evaluation of the submittals included qualifications and experience of the team, the proposed project approach, and an oral presentation that addressed our questions, and we answered some of theirs. The staff has identified a viable firm to conduct the T5 external review panel. If so directed, the next steps would be that the audit committee and the staff members of the NWSA would meet with the firm to develop a detailed work plan and cost estimate. We would present that cost estimate and work plan to the managing members for a vote for approval and proceed with the T5 ERP. In parallel to all this work, staff has documented and implemented changes based on lessons learned during the T5 program. Staff believes that these key lessons learned will be the same as what would be determined by an external review panel. Given the passage of time and changes in NWSA and Port of Seattle staffing, NWSA staff is concerned that the utility of the ERP may not result in significantly different findings. So let's discuss the findings at the high level. Next slide, please. Oh, there we go. So we put it as simple terms as we could, but when you rush a lease agreement, you assume risks. There was timing of project approval pressures and need for the lease prior to approval of constructing a $340 million project. It resulted in issues that impacted the project. The project scope and the lease were not necessarily clear. The initial risk contingency or management reserve dollars were inadequate given the uncertainty. And what we learned over time was that tenant expectations for what we were building did not equal the project scope, which was not the same as the lease scope. So it became a communication issue based on the rush as to what was being delivered by whom. Well, we know by whom, so let me say that differently. What was being delivered? So that was the first observation. When you rush a lease agreement, you assume risks, and you need to account for those risks. The second agreement was lesson learned was when you take responsibility for design, you assume risk. So the design of the T5 improvements was started before the formation of the NWSA, and that design was handed off and assumed by the NWSA as part of the formation. That makes sense. But that, therefore, design risk remained or stayed with the NWSA, and based on that, more risk contingency should have been incorporated into a project cost. If you, and certainly Thais Howard's on the line if she would like to provide input, but when you outsource a design, the design firm is responsible for any mistakes or issues that are identified and have liability. That liability remains with you when you do design in-house. That's an issue we take up frequently. We outsource most of our designs, or many of the designs, but there is risk. And so we need to recognize that going forward if we keep design in-house. So those are the first two lessons. Next lesson, please. There was, again, uncertainty on decision-making authority, and that uncertainty causes risk. And the alliance was fairly new when the big T5 project was initiated. We clearly need to identify the decision-making authority. It's critical to any success of a project. Organizational structure also impacts personnel management. When you don't have staff directly reporting to you that are managed part of the projects and you're managing through another management team, that creates issues or could create issues. When you buy a service, you take on management risk, right? You need to be clear in communications on expectations for schedule quality and delivery. Based on this lesson learned specifically, the Port of Seattle and the NWSA have created a new memorandum of understanding for project delivery. And that clearly identifies the expectations for project delivery. It clearly identifies escalation processes. It confirms which entity is responsible for which project delivery decisions, and addresses most but not all issues that came up. And you're never going to get everything. And this memorandum of understanding is now in effect. It was part of the service level agreements that were signed as part of the 2026 budget. And as I said, it's been implemented. So based on those three lessons learned, we look at the audit committee having three potential options. And this is now, when I'm finished up, this is a discussion for the audit committee. So there's potential ways you could proceed as the audit committee. And I put this in no particular order, and we're certainly here to listen and take input from the audit committee members. Option A, and again, it's not in any particular order, is we could contract with the selected firm, proceed to develop the full work plan and a cost estimate for the ERP, and go and present that recommendation to the managing members. I think it will take some time to come up with a cost estimate and the scope, which may require some smallish payment to the contractor for their time. So I think we won't be ready to do that until the May managing member meeting. So that's one option. A second option that we came, and there could be many more, is to provide an audit committee report to the managing members recommending not to proceed with the external review panel and provide a summary of the staff lessons learned in written form as a memo to the managing members at the April meeting. So we would have our standard audit committee report out, and you would say, as part of our work, we're presenting to you the lessons learned from staff, and it would be included in their package. Option C would be very similar. The audit committee report to the managing members recommending not to proceed with an external ERP, but staff could do a presentation of these three lessons learned that we just went through. As a side note, I will not be attending the meeting. So if we proceed with an option, a public presentation, staff, probably Leilani, will present in lieu of me. And with that, commissioners, I am done with my presentation and I open it to audit committee discussion.
Thank you, David. I'm going to open it up now for commissioner comments. David, you presented some great options for us to consider, and I think we should kind of focus our discussion on consideration of those options. You want to chime in? Deanna?
Great. Thank you. Thank you, David, for doing this, and thank you for staff for really going through this. Really appreciate it. I'm in favor of option C, and the reason why is because I think that it's important for us to be able to report out to the public what we learned. It was a big project, and I know that we have some constituents who are always concerned about, you know, how this happened or what happened and things like that, and I think you present some issues that have already been resolved, and I think it's important for the public to hear that. I'm looking at a couple of things with option C. I'm looking at Juliet presenting a committee report and then an action item, because I think it helps close the loop, because we voted in public session to take a look at an ERP, and it would help close the loop on that. And then the last one would be an issue briefing to do the presenting the lessons learned at the April meeting. But those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Commissioner Teller. Commissioner Fellman.
I appreciate Commissioner Keller's comments, and I think one of the pieces of information that we need to have disclosed, as well as the composition of the people who would be selected to do the audit if we were to do the audit. But I think it's very valuable for the public to know that, you know, we're fully aware of the challenges and have been doing our due diligence to address them moving forward. And I think a lot of that explanation, having some, you know, some transition problems that, you know, while we keep on talking about being a work in progress, but the fact is, I think a lot of those issues were somewhat one-offs. And I also think significantly that this will create more heat than light. And I think rehashing this amongst the commission, amongst the alliance members at large, is, I think, going to be an unnecessary source of consternation. But knowing that we've addressed these challenges should allow us to move forward. So option C makes the most sense to me. Having a hard copy of a report as well as a presentation is a substantive conclusion of the effort.
Chair Calkins, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to let everyone know that we are now streaming live.
Okay, great. Thank you, Leilani. Commissioner Wilcox, do you have any comments? Is he still on? Must have lost him.
It looks like we've lost him.
Okay. I concur with the two of you, honestly. I think for the reason Commissioner Fellman highlighted, which is not only has sufficient due diligence been done to examine what went wrong, but also because I think, as you so eloquently stated, it's going to create more heat than light. To proceed any further. And I think it becomes just an unnecessary expense to have another group come in and tell us what we've actually already discovered. So that would be my preference as well. If we have lost Commissioner Wilcox. Maybe, Leilani, we could provide him with notes from the remainder of this meeting. And if you just email him, maybe me and David Morrison, requesting any input he has on that topic.
Sure. Commissioner Keller, I did receive your text. He's trying to jump on. He got booted from the meeting for some reason, so he's trying to reconnect.
Okay. If we aren't able to get a hold of him, I do want to get his input before we finalize this. It seems like we've got consensus amongst the three of us, at least. Commissioner Keller, were you just going to share that you have been trying to get a hold of him?
That's correct. He just texted me and said he's got kicked off and is trying to reconnect.
All right. Well, while we're giving him a couple of minutes to see if he can successfully get on, Leilani, is there anything else that we need to discuss for either on this topic or anything else for the audit committee?
There isn't. This is the only topic on the agenda for today. We do have another audit committee, I believe, in a month where we will meet with the auditors and they will give their presentations.
For clarity, what I am envisioning is at the opening of the next the April managing member meeting, Juliet, I think, gives to the audit committee a report out on our meeting. And you would say basically that we reviewed the ERP and you'll be making a recommendation to not proceed and provide a briefing. Then in the body of the meeting, we would have a staff come up and recommend not proceeding with the ERP, that we'll review the lessons learned at a briefing later. Is that how you'd like to do it? Or would you like to have the briefing first? Because normally briefing is coming at the end. So I'm trying to, you would like a vote to close the loop that says we're not going to proceed with an ERP. Is that correct, Commissioner Keller? Okay.
That is correct. Don't you think, Dana, that's the right thing to do?
Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, I was going to recommend that staff prepare for you an audit committee action item, which is, in essence, you know, it could be in a lot of ways your report here. We'd recapture what David's presented here and the reasons why the recommendation is audit C. And it would be helpful in the public meeting to be clear that this was upon the recommendation of the audit committee.
Right. And then I think that could be a very, very easily tied up at the very end with the issue briefing piece of it.
Yeah, I think it could all work together.
Dana, do you recommend we do an action item on this at the full managing members meeting?
I think that's what I'm hearing, that if you want to have a motion on it, that's where it would go. The motion that was passed previously was to put out an RFP, and the public has not heard about the results of that.
Okay, so what we're doing is an authorization to undo that authorization, basically.
It would be a direction not to proceed, basically.
Okay. Yeah, that seems right. Fred, do you have any concerns about that?
No, I'm just thinking of the format. Wouldn't it be basically we would be presented with these three options and the preferred option would be C as recommended by the audit committee? Just like have it be an action item, but with the preferred action?
I think as co-chair, what I'd ask with Mara Zeno is that we advance an action item, that we put on the agenda an action item for C, essentially to direct staff to end that effort. But anybody else could walk on option A and B if they so chose, right, Dana?
Sure, it could be an audit committee option C action item. And then either vote that up or down, or somebody could move to amend it.
Yeah, and I don't think we can put all three up for a vote. We don't really have a multiple choice. But if we did, I think we have to put the recommendation of the committee as the up-down vote, but then somebody could walk on an item if they felt so.
I mean, I'm fine with that, but the way we do it at the port, we often will have ultimate choices And then we'll have the recommendation of the staff. So that's just...
Yes, in terms of like the materials provided to commissioners ahead of time, these were the options considered. This is the preferred alternative and what we would be voting on today.
I mean, and the one, I say it cuts both ways. I think it gives everybody a chance to pontificate, you know, get this off their chest. And it will be a mixed bag, I would assume. I would assume we'd have the votes, but I think there's, you know, a good venting opportunity, and I'd rather see the balloon get the air out than burst later. So that to me is one of the upsides. The other upside is, though, it does allow folks to rehash and, you know, be less positive, shall we say, in the criticizing the recommendation or for sweeping it under the rug or whatever else like that, versus just having, as you were originally suggesting, it would actually have to undo the previous recommendation, replacing it with this one. That could be cleaner, but it doesn't provide that other opportunity.
Okay.
May I clarify something, please? This is Juliet Clerk, and I was going to say the authorization that was given was to get the RFQ. It didn't authorized to continue with the ERP, and this action that I'm hearing, if I was drafting, it would be an action for non-action, which would be, I don't want to say pointless, but.
Okay, so all we asked for was a request for qualification. Mm-hmm. We had not put out an RFI or.
Yeah, gave authorization for staff to get an RFQ to evaluate on whether you wanted to go forward. And if you were going to go forward, you would bring it back and ask for that. Mm-hmm. And since you're not, the audit committee is not asking for that, I'm thinking you would come and during the audit committee report, just report that out. If at that point, others, the managing members, wanted to bring forth another option, an action item, and this is a regular meeting and all, they could do so at that time, even though it's up in the audit committee report, they could bring an action at that time.
I think that's a really important distinction for us to clarify because, and Dana, do you agree with that? That based on that, what we're doing is saying after the RFQ process and then the consideration by the audit committee, the recommendation of the audit committee is to not proceed with an authorization for an RFP for an ERP. Is that correct?
You're not putting in a contract to have the ERP conducted.
We would, if we wanted to proceed, what we would be doing right now is requesting an authorization for a contract.
Right. Yes.
But because we're not recommending that, we're not going to do an authorization at all.
Correct. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to authorize.
All right.
So the audit committee would say we are recommending not proceeding with a contract, and that staff will present a summary of lessons learned at the meeting.
And Dana, are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, I am. What I had heard from Commissioner Keller is that she wanted there to be a motion. So you can do it either way. I think Juliet's proposal, as per usual, is the easiest and most straightforward, which is the audit committee reports its conclusions. So that goes into the public. And then you do the lessons learned and report out later in the meeting. But either would work.
Let me walk through a scenario here. So let's say a commissioner, and we want to give commissioners visibility with plenty of time to plan ahead. We don't want to surprise them with this. Let's say a commissioner decides, you know what, I disagree with the audit committee recommendations. I want to walk on a proposal, or I want to request an agenda item be put on the agenda ahead of time. What is the process there?
First, I believe it's a regular meeting, so it could be walked on. Somebody could just raise their hand and make a motion. Second, I don't have the bylaws right in front of me. Juliet may, but items can be added to the agenda with co-chair consent. So I think it's right. I'd have to confirm that for you. But If we put this out as the audit committee's recommendation and any individual commissioner wants something on the agenda, you'll hear from them, Commissioner Conklin.
Okay.
As co-chair. Great. I think the co-chairs will hear. Juliet, did I mostly get that right?
Yes, it could be brought on at a regular meeting or with the co-chairs. And we could just make sure that any of these recommendations, instead of just how I typically just say, here's a report out to give to the audit committee, like a couple days before, if they want to, we could have this information in the packet that goes out with the rest of the stuff that we send out so that commissioners can be prepared in advance. If they want to do that.
Commissioner Keller.
Thank you. Actually, I love what you brought up, Juliet. Simpler, easier, all of that. My only concern is the fact that if commissioners don't feel that they had adequate ability to comment on the audit committee's recommendation, my concern is because the committees or the work groups don't necessarily have the ability to be able to say yay or nay. It's the managing members. And that's my only concern, is just closing the loop and making sure that it's really clear. I just don't want somebody to raise a fuss and all of that when, you know, they need to have that ability to voice concerns. I only think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be an issue per se, but I think, you know, whatever you all think.
Dana.
A way to mitigate against that is we could put out an audit committee report like ASAP and ask that if folks would like this to be on the agenda for discussion, that they be in touch with CEO Wolf or the co-chairs. I'm looking at our bylaws. I did pull them up that any individual who wishes to place an item on the agenda can do so either by motion at the meeting or by contacting the CEO with request to place the item on the agenda. The request is that there be 2 weeks' notice so materials can be prepared. So we could do it that early, is what I'm saying.
That would be good. Yeah.
I don't want to win this fight over by process. I want to win it through fair argument. And so what I think we should do is get the materials in their hands as quickly as possible and actively let commissioners know that if you disagree with the recommendation of the audit committee and you want this to go to a vote, that you can ask the co-chairs to put this on the agenda. And I'll be honest, I'm open to it. I will do that, even if I personally disagree and would vote against it. I do think, you know, if there's a commissioner that wants it to be on the agenda, we should put it on the agenda. Does that sound good to everybody?
So I'm going to keep the audit committee, the findings very simple, probably just these slides. Sometimes less is more rather than a long document. I think that the simple lessons learned going out and saying these are the slides that were presented based on this, or I could send out this entire presentation and say, based on this, the audit committee is going to recommend not proceeding with the ERP. If you disagree, please contact your co-chair. Right. And that's what I'm hearing. By a deadline, right? We need to know by X date so we can prepare for a presentation then. Well, I guess I am going to present. I'm going to present the lessons learned regardless. It's whether it's an action item or not.
Okay. And
so David
raised a question in the chat. Do we need an audit committee vote for this recommendation? Dana? You're on mute. Sorry,
it's probably a good idea.
All right. And
really, committees vote?
Oh,
I never knew that.
I know, I didn't know that either. But
I mean, isn't that a little awkward? In that, to Deanna's point, we're not making decisions; we're making recommendations. I don't care, but I just don't think I've ever had that before.
Well, three of us have been able to be on the record. I think JT is back now. I think if we get the opinion of JT, that'll round it out. And staff, you can use that to support the audit committee recommendation. JT, are you able to chime in?
Yes, and I'm very sorry. I ended up having to restart in order to get back on. I'm sorry that I missed the discussion, and maybe that would have made a difference to my opinion, but I would support option three I appreciate what staff has done. I think that they have been diligent and critical. I also think that it should be their conclusion should be presented.
Great. Okay. We all are in consensus then. And I think that's pretty clear to staff too, so they can use that to fortify. All right.
Excuse me, Ryan. All right. The point that he just made is another subtlety. The audit committee is agreeing with the staff recommendation. Right. I mean, so that, I think that's what Commissioner Wilcox was saying.
There were three ideas presented neutrally, mm-hmm. and we are our recommendation is option C.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with that, but as it was presented to us, there was a staff recommendation.
I don't think so. David, did you recommend one of those?
I gave you three options for a discussion. I didn't think I could make a recommendation.
You said the staff feels that they've run this down. That's what I heard. So, I mean.
I did say that. You are correct. How we proceed procedurally, I didn't have a recommendation. I want to satisfy the request.
I don't think we need to hear, but I think we've got consensus here.
All right. I'm good.
Option C. Dave will put together the report and we'll make sure that that's accompanied by a clear process for commissioners who would prefer to see this taken to a vote on the next meeting agenda. And if we could also loop co-chair Marzano into this so that he's aware of kind of what's going on, that would be helpful. All right. Before we adjourn, are there any final comments from committee members? All right. And JT, I'm not sure if you heard it, but we've got a meeting next month with external auditors, just sort of standard course of business for the audit committee. Exact date, but you'll get meeting materials.
I heard that.
Okay, great. All right, everybody, thank you so much. The time is 11:43 and we are adjourned.
I appreciate it, audit committee members. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Leilani. Thanks, Juliette.